Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to start business. And that's the question, isn't it? How did your business start? One day you just had a thought. I want to go into business for myself. I want to provide for my family. I want to do better. I want to become incredibly financially successful. So I am going to start my own business. And you took it from a thought to a plan to action. And before you know it, you were in business. And when you were in business, you found out that you were the leader. And leaders lead. That's what you do. You are the head of your organization. No matter how big or no matter how small, you are the person in charge. You are the person that people look to. You are the leader. Leaders get things done. Leaders lead other people. And you thought, wow, I'm a great leader. Look at this. I'm surrounded by employees. I've hired the right people. That's your job, to hire the right people. Your job is to provide a goods or services to someone and help them make a profit. And you think to yourself, I'm moving along nicely. But are you also the strategist? Just because you had a thought and you went into business and you surrounded yourself with a few great people and you are now doing business, what's the next step? It's not enough just to be a leader. You also have to be a strategist. You also have to say, what's next? You have to look at your marketplace. You have to look at the economy. You have to look at what's trending. You have to look at what your customers or clients need. And you have to plan a strategy. And if you don't plan that strategy, well, in no time at all the energy will be out of your business. You will no longer be in business because you weren't thinking. So we need to lead. We need to be a strategist, so that we're building for the future. And here's the mistake that business people make. All business people make this. They don't follow up. I had an idea. I went into business. I planned a strategy to make my business larger, bigger, more profitable. But after I put that plan in place, did I do anything about it? Did I follow up to see if my idea is working? Did I consult with other people to see how I could make it better? Did I follow up with my salespeople and my employees to see that they were doing what they needed to do? Leadership, strategy, follow-up. Three very important parts of being in business. Now, we have conversations all the time, and I can tell you many different things, and there are many different aspects of this, and there are many aspects of leadership, and there are many aspects of strategy, and there are many aspects of following up. I just want to get you thinking. I want to get you thinking about what you need to do. You started your business, what now? You're an existing business, what now? You've got people working for you, what are they doing? You've directed them, are they doing what you directed them to do? And are you listening to their input? Are you listening to what they're saying? Are you listening to an understanding of how they can add their little piece or their big piece to your thoughts to make it even better? Business is not just one-dimensional. It's multi-dimensional. And if you think of things in a multi-dimensional way, leadership, strategy, follow-up, and many other things throughout the day, there are 1,000 different things that happen during the day that need taken care of, you will be successful. One of the challenges is there are so many things that happen during the day that you forget to lead, create a strategy, and you forget to follow up. So first thing you do in the morning when you come in is you sit down with your blank computer screen or blank piece of paper and start writing out your thoughts. Then you look at those thoughts later and say, what doesn't work here? What does work? And, of course, you're working a to-do list, which absolutely sounds like everyone says work a to-do list. But if you don't have a list of what you need to accomplish and follow up on, you just won't get it done. The day will pile up. Everything will get confusing. Day after day after day, you'll find that your business is out of control. I want you to have the best year ever. And to do that, you need to think, plan, strategize, and lead. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.